The butter makes it down to the floor about half a minute before 7:30, and McMurphy gets back all the money he lost. The black boy wakes up and turns away from the greasy stripe on the wall and says we can go, and McMurphy walks out of the mess hall, folding his money in his pocket. He puts his arms around the black boy's shoulders and half walks, half carries him down the hall toward the day room. The day's half gone, Sam, old buddy, and I'm just barely breaking even. I'll have to hustle to catch up. How about breaking out that deck of cards you got locked securely in that cabinet, and I'll see if I can make myself heard over that loudspeaker. Spends most of that morning hustling to catch up by dealing more blackjack, playing for IOUs now instead of cigarettes. He moves the blackjack table two or three times to try to get out from under the speaker. You can tell it's getting on his nerves. Finally, he goes to the nurse's station and raps on a pane of glass till the big nurse swivels in her chair and opens the door. And he asks her, how about turning that infernal noise off for a while? She's calmer than ever now, back in her seat behind her pane of glass. There's no heathen running around half-naked to unbalance her. Her smile is settled and solid. She closes her eyes and shakes her head and tells McMurphy very pleasantly no. Can't she even ease down the volume? It ain't like the whole state of Oregon needed to hear Lawrence Welk play T for Two three times every hour all day long. If it was soft enough to hear a man shout his bets across the table, I might get a game of poker going. You've been told, Mr. McMurphy, that it's against the policy to gamble for money on the ward. Okay, then, down soft enough to gamble for matches, for fly buttons. Just turn the damn thing down. Mr. McMurphy. She waits and lets her calm schoolteacher tone sink in before she goes on. She knows every acute on the ward is listening to them. Do you want to know what I think? I think you are being very selfish. Haven't you noticed there are others in this hospital besides yourself? There are old men here who couldn't hear the radio at all if it were lower. Old fellows who simply aren't capable of reading or working puzzles or playing cards to win other men's cigarettes. Old fellows like Matterson and Kittling. That music coming from the loudspeaker is all they have. And you want to take that away from them. We like to hear suggestions and requests whenever we can, but I should think you might at least give some thought to others before you make your requests. He turns and looks over at the chronic side and sees there's something to what she says. He takes off his cap and runs his hand in his hair, finally turns back to her. He knows as well as she does that all the acutes are listening to everything they say. Okay, I never thought about that. I thought you hadn't. He tugs at that little tuft of red showing out of the neck of his greens, then says, well, hey, what do you say to us taking the card game someplace else? Some other room? Like, say, that room you people put the tables in during that meeting?